We're talking with Connor DeFilippe after the second session, if you can call it that, of today's Star Mazda activity at the Baltimore Indy Grand Prix. Connor, what's your take on what's been going on today, and most particularly, obviously, all the controversies about the track and the bump and the grinding and all the rest of that? Did all of that do any good?
Yeah, it's certainly been a pretty crazy day as far as track conditions goes, but yeah, I know they tried to do some grinding and fix the where the light rail, the train tracks were, but still was kind of bottoming and getting some pretty good air over that. But for us as a team, we've just been, you know, focusing on doing what we can do, and as far as track conditions go, we can't control those things, so we've just kind of been focusing on ourselves, and it's kind of been up in the air whether or not they're going to put a chicane in, so we decided just to go out for the session and run it hard. So yeah, I mean, it was good to end the session P1. The car was really good. Still can improve it for tomorrow's race. Obviously, I wish that session would have been qualifying. Unfortunately, we have to start by points now, similar to last year, actually. But no, it'll be good. I know we'll have a good car in the race, and hopefully we can make our way to the front and come home with the win tomorrow.
Well, I see on television they've put some stacked tires out there already to simulate the chicane for qualifying for the IndyCar practice and for qualifying for the ALMS series. So when we start the race tomorrow, you guys are going to be seeing a brand new track for the first time. How is that going to affect things, do you suppose? And based on your experience here last year, do you know anything about getting through that chicane that's going to be a help to you where somebody else might go, what the heck?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly not going to be the same chicane as last year. No, it's obviously that one's been torn up, and they'll put a new one in, so I'm sure it's not going to be exactly the same as last year's. So, I mean, going into it, everyone's going to, you know, be on an even playing field. Everyone's going to have to figure it out on the fly during the race. So I don't think we're going to have a warm-up of any sort. So, yeah, to me, it's going to be an even playing field. Everyone's going to be on the same track. Everyone's going to have to figure out the same chicane. Generally, there's not too many secrets through a chicane. It's just a matter of getting the heck out of there and getting a good run down the straight. So I think that'll be the key thing to focus on tomorrow, especially to make passes into one. One's one of the, you know, best passing zones here. So, you know, being key, definitely the chicane's going to be key, though, to get out of there and get some good runs on people down into turn one. So,
have they made any other changes to the track beyond the chicane situation? Did they widen some places or something like that?
Yeah, all the changes they've made to the track from last year are all really good improvements. I feel like everyone at the, you know, Andretti did really well as far as improving the track. They really opened up turn one, which makes it a lot safer. Last year, if there was any type of carnage, the whole track was pretty much blocked. So they definitely opened up one, which is really nice. They did a really good job with giving us better braking points. All the braking boards are a lot more visible in pretty much every corner. And then also in like the turn 5-6 area before, it was a little dangerous last year. Super narrow chicane that I know a few of the IndyCar guys had some trouble with, and I made a mistake last year and hit the wall there as well. So they've definitely changed that section quite a bit and made it, you know, I think it's more fun and it's definitely safer as a whole. So I think the whole crew and who's put this event on should be proud. And, you know, I think it's good to see that, you know, they've been able to make changes to the track and make the drivers happy. And now it's a matter of, you know, fixing this train track issue. And I think it'll be a good event for years to come, especially.
Thanks very much. Good luck in tomorrow's race.
Thank you.